You're listening to Drake in the Morning with Wes and Sid on 98.1 The Max.
But today, warm and humid, some showers tonight perhaps. Who knows? Every hour it's something different, so stand by. Kids are off, I guess, in many cases for fall break. It's Columbus Day, which means you ought to go buy some pillows and a mattress or a new washer. I don't know. Beyond that, why we still have this, nobody has any answer for. It began in 1937. It was in honor of Italians or something?
It was an honor in Columbus, but FDR decided if he made it a federally recognized holiday, it would win him a whole lot of Italian-American votes. Hmm. And he got reelected, so apparently it worked.
Well, that's been done by a number of presidents, and we'll not go into all that, but okay. So FDR is no longer a concern when it comes to being. So why do we still have, I mean, this holiday, does anybody of the Italian persuasion have a big feast and festival and pray and chant and dance and stuff? Or does anybody give a darn about any of it?
I don't know.
This is a tool to sell you stuff.
Right.
It is one more absolute waste of time. There were ads on TV last night about Columbus Day sales for mattresses. I kid you not. And I thought, this is the only thing this is about. And the other part of my story, which I think I have already put in the trash, because it was so freaking annoying, was about how many people use this day to begin their Christmas shopping because they can get some sales now. Okay. Well, so one more waste of time. The bankers of America are a bunch of lazy mother effers. They're closed.
Right.
Why?
Like I said before, they're celebrating their massive profits for this year.
Why are the banks closed? It's bull. You should all get your asses to work. I want to come by there and like get some money maybe. Oh, they have them ATM things,
yeah,
don't
they?
Okay. Well, I'm only half kidding, but it is stupid. That's just my opinion. But let's see here. Let me see what it says. Oh, yeah. But here's the part that was the kicker that began our angst this morning. If the current issue of statues, this word that I'm kind of that we're all sick of hearing about it, we all understand the sensitive nature of who is offended by what and whom. I think I've lost track of what we're protesting, either with kneeling or with statues. I can't tell anymore what the point is. In this story, I am not playing with you here. Talks about how this day began. It's been it's full of a controversy, with this year bringing a new fervor. Okay, let's review what that means. With this year bringing new fervor, which means new controversy. Why would this year bring any new fervor? Did Columbus? Why?
He sent out a bad tweet and people are angry.
He's been tweeting angry stuff and now he's overstepped the red line, whatever the hell that means. Columbus statues from New York to California have faced vandalism or removal amid newly heightened debate on Confederate monuments.
Now, yes, the look on your face is priceless.
Did Columbus fight under Robert E. Lee or something?
Columbus was never a traitor to the United States of America like the Confederacy was.
I don't think he was alive, or if he was, he was really old during that Civil War. And I don't think he left much of an impact.
No.
Is he buried at Shiloh?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, is that the dumbest gosh damn thing we've heard all day?
You could easily, anyone with 5 minutes maybe from memory or on Google could make a laundry list of bad character traits of Christopher Columbus. They're easy to find. But you could do that for anyone, and probably most of the people who have statues.
You could do it for anybody everywhere.
Yes.
Type in your name. Yeah, this a-hole's that. I mean, it's so ridiculous. The next sentence says, while historians caution against lumping Columbus with Confederates. And why would they lump him with Confederates? This is so mindless. The question remains, what should we do with Columbus Day and the statues? Who cares? It's not an issue. Take the statues and put them in the banks so the bank employees would carry their ass to work and have something to look at. How about that?
Oh,
has everybody just lost their mind?
There are a lot of places that are replacing this with Indigenous Peoples Day, which I guess is okay too.
Whatever the hell that means.
But it could just as well be retitled Explorers Day and salute everyone who opened up the whole world to interconnectivity.
There you go, Wesley. That's perfect.
Far out, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know what you just said, but I'll go,
Not the first time, won't be the last.
No, it's fine. You put it up, you tied it up in a bow, and it's done. But, I mean, come on, man. It's absurd. And who's this from, Sid? USA yes. Today.
Yeah.
So some 19-year-old intern wrote this and can't find their ass with both hands on a map to point out where Columbus even went. He had them boats, right? The Dina, the Pena, the Santa Maria.
Right, three boats named after prostitutes.
And he was part of the Pirates of the Caribbean. Johnny Depp's family was back there with him.
That's right.
And then they got statues for each of them. And now
Keith Richards was playing on the bow.
Yes. And now they're all pissed off about this, and the banks are closed. That's all I can make of any of it. It's absolutely ridiculous. If there's somebody out there somewhere who has got candles lit, incense burning, and you're chanting in honor of Columbus Day, just get us a picture or something, or email me and tell me why.
That sounds more like they're trying to summon him back, chanting an incense.
If he came back, maybe the a-hole could tell us why it's his day and the banks are closed.
He's just going to rant and rave that we didn't call it Columbia.
It doesn't make any sense, but I think that this is the media keeping us all confused and angry. It's part of the plan. And why in the name of anything holy is Monica effing Lewinsky on the CBS Morning News? Did she come back to blow Columbus?
A new line of dresses.
Monica on a mission. Are you serious? She's got her push on for cyberbullying and her own struggles. Oh, F you. Are we on still?
Yeah, we sure are.
Is this crazy or is it me?
No.
It's Columbus Day, the banks are closed, and this broad is on TV because she blew Bill Clinton. Who cares?
Her struggles.
Struggle on this one time. Well, she's good at that. Or whatever. It's so.
Now, don't get all bullying on
it. No, it doesn't matter because this weekend is the end of the world again.
Again?
Yeah.
I just cleaned up from the last end of the
world. I know. And this is the same. This is the same dude, too. I think he may be onto something, though. I'm not quite sure what. You might know. This is the beginning of the end of Earth. What part of the Revelation, I guess, lays out the plan? Maybe they don't. Is it defined as? Well, there will be earthquakes and tsunamis and hurricanes. Look around. Well,
if they had a timetable, there wouldn't be any mystery about it.
Well, this is the beginning. The 7 years of tsunamis, earthquakes, and hurricanes before the planet becomes a thing of the past, which wouldn't surprise any of us. So we won't be here to comment on it when it happens. The prediction comes from the same clown, Dave Mead, doomsday theorist, the same person who said the world would end last month when that planet Nibiru, would collide with Earth. Well, it didn't, okay? This time he's saying the planet will whiz by us but be near enough to trigger these disasters. Dave, thanks, hon, but the past month and a half, we've had three hurricanes, one giant earthquake, and fires.
Yep.
And so you're a little behind, bud, but thanks for the heads up. Of course, the one major hole in his theory, as NASA has pointed out before, is that if an object this large was hurtling towards us, we could see it by now.
Right.
So thank you, Dave. Go back in your hole, and we'll check you later on next year. AOL's Instant Messenger is being shut down. Does anybody still use this?
Crickets.
That's what I figured. It's over mid-December. 20 years old. It was groundbreaking in there. They let me. Okay. Next. Here's one more of your conflicts and confrontations that I don't know who it is that spawns these. I get the impression that, and I say this without having any understanding anymore, what conservative is and what liberal is. I know what the extremes of both of them are, which are troublemaking, uneducated, uninformed idiots in many cases. But it seems to me that it is a liberal faction that is sitting around just hovering in wait to jump on the next thing that they find to be offensive, incorrect to somebody. Even if it ain't them, it's this offended somebody, by God, so I'm going to go after them. Now, I saw this commercial, I think. I don't watch commercials. I don't watch anything much that I haven't that involves having to suffer through the pain of how horrid advertising is on television. There are some exceptions. The makers of Dove soap have apologized and pulled an ad. Now, I saw this with half an eye, and this theory never crossed my mind. This means that you are sitting watching TV, taking notes, waiting to be pissed or offended by something. It pulled an ad that some thought was racially insensitive. Well, God forbid, isn't everything racially insensitive or sexist or ageist or somethingist? The ad showed a black woman turning white after using the soap. Dove tweeted an image we posted on Facebook. No, it was a TV ad too, hon. I'm pretty sure. Or perhaps it was in print. Maybe I saw it there. Missed the mark, and with women of color being shown thoughtfully or something. We deeply regret the offense it caused. I bet this is one person that got on their Facebook page and said, how dare you infer that Dove soap can make a black woman turn white?
I just don't know how they got it through.
How the hell does your mind work like that?
Because the way the ad plays out is like it's a black woman lifting up her shirt and in over the course of four panels, and it's implying what Dove does to clean you. And it's not much of a jump to say, oh, so black is dirty and white is clean.
Well, if my hands are covered in dirt and I wash them with Dove soap, that makes them white. So while my hands are black and covered in dirt, am I a Negro at that moment?
I do not think so.
Okay. Problem solved. This is stupid. Have you seen this thing, Sid?
I'm watching the story, but it's not. I guess it wasn't a TV ad. It was just, I don't know. I just watched the video about it. But
well, if anybody finds this offensive, then I'm sorry that we offended you. Otherwise, GFY. let's see. That's about it. I'm gonna play a song. I'm tired of this. These guys were a really, really good band. 1978. I recall this was that time when a lot of bands like this began to emerge and rear their ugly heads. This would be Van Halen in 78. Journey was a couple of years before that. And Foreigner came out. And that was the era of when radio got to be a little bit more structured, as did music. And there were songs like Cold as Ice that when you first heard them were extremely good and polished and were done right and the album was good. Well, that was 1978. And after hearing it 100,000 times, it loses a bit of its luster. But Foreigner did some extremely good work at the time. They became a bit of a cliche the singer of the band who had a great voice, Lou Gramm, left the band over a conflict with Mick Jones, who began the band. And a few of the guys have passed, I believe, over that time. But over the weekend, the guys who are all alive in Foreigner got together again for two shows in Michigan. The shows were filmed for an upcoming live album and video involving an orchestra and a PBS special. Nice. All right. So Mick Jones says that more shows could be added. And this band, with because they did some really, really nice stuff, because Gramm had a great voice. But they went through two or three other singers, and it was a bad cover band kind of thing, and it just sucked. But with him back in the band, these guys were really, really good, I would suspect. And perhaps with the orchestra and the workings of it, it'll be a good show to see on PBS, and maybe it'll be coming out pretty soon.
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.